BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? When I was hitting with body punching, I heard him actually was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Making women's justice like,
let's go, champ.
It's the chant, baby. We are back, and it's 12:56. I got to keep the voice down. I'm all the way in Florida, and you know, it's
yo, send overlay.
Yo, fams, I'm already live, so keep your mouth on the low until you're ready. So yeah, you know, I'm here with the family, so we're gonna get into this immediate reaction show. I mean, are you as shocked as I am that Nicholas Walters? I mean, did he really quit? Is that really what just happened? Is that what we saw? I just want to say there were a few people out there that complained when Danny Garcia took that tune-up fight with Samuel Vargas. So at least we know that he will not be saying he needed a fight in between. I mean, Walters is basically blaming HBO for his inactivity and for the outcome of this fight. I mean, he all but said it in his post-fight interview. But first and foremost, you know, I'm on vacation with the family, enjoying Thanksgiving. So there are no sound bites. Actually, let me see. We may not. No, we don't have any crow sound bite, but I'm going to go ahead and eat that crow. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. It's extremely important. We're trying to get this to 1,000 thumbs up. For a 1 a.m. show, phone lines will be opening up in 2 minutes and 35 seconds. So make sure that you head on over to theboxingvoice.com and, you know, tune in, obviously, right? We're going to be talking a little Lomachenko's Walters. They're already comparing this one to Leonard Duran and, you know, Duran saying no mas in the corner. I mean, Nicholas Walters is Jamaican, but lives in Panama, learned to speak Spanish. You heard him on our show before speaking fluent Spanish. And in the corner, when Tony Steele, I believe it is, the referee, you know, asked him, he said, no mas. I just couldn't believe it. He said to Max Kellerman that he was taking some shots in the last round, and that's why, you know, he decided not to continue. But I didn't even see him hurt. And it could be frustration, right? Like he couldn't hit high tech. I mean, he definitely separated himself and showed his class. Lomachenko did. The footwork, obviously something that gave Walters numerous problems. Walters, from the beginning, I thought he was going to come out a little more assertive. I thought he was going to follow the game plan of Orlando Salido and kind of go to the body. He didn't start going to the body till after about the sixth round. But Lomachenko, whoa. I mean, they're talking about Pacquiao, Lomachenko, and I could see that one for sure. You know, Lomachenko presenting so many intangibles for people, difficulties with that speed and that style. It's going to make it difficult for anyone. We are taking calls on Skype, so remember, just hit us up on Skype, adding Nestor Gibbs so we can accept all international calls. Looks like we're going to have the good old Dr. MD on here, so we're just waiting for him to get on. And in about 25 seconds, we're going to open up these phone lines. This is going to be a quick one, ladies and gents, but I want to get your opinion. I know a lot of you guys have to be feeling the way that I am. I mean, I'm just shocked. You know, we thought this was two of the best 130 pounders in this division. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that the layoff of Walters would result in him quitting. I just don't understand what goes through the minds of these fighters. Are we that forgiving that he believes, you know, we're just going to be interested in watching him fight again? What about HBO for that matter? Should HBO even pick this guy up again? I mean, he blamed them in the post fight. And after giving him upwards of $300,000 to just quit, like, I can understand taking the beating and quitting, but just quitting because frustration, because you can't catch up to your guy, because the guy is more active than you or moving better than you. I mean, I really just don't understand what really happened. But hopefully you guys can shed some light on it and, give me your takes on exactly what it is you think was going through the minds of Walters when he gave up. Because I think he's committing career suicide. Let's just not forget that HBO invested a lot of money in him, and he may not get a return date because of this. These actions, I don't know, as a boxing fan, I don't want to forgive him. Remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. It's extremely important with the visibility of the show. Plus, we're trying to get this immediate reaction show to about 1,000 thumbs up. We're going to go ahead and open up these phone lines. We're going to go to Mike from New York City, 917. Mike, no mas? Really? No mas? Mike, are you there? Oh, wait a minute.
No pelea.
Yeah, no, Mike, start over. I'm sorry. I didn't buzz you in.
Right here, brother. You hear me?
Loud and clear. Talk to us now.
Yeah, Walters quiere no pelea. No, you know, no mas. No mas. You know, he gave up. You know, he was stressed out. It sucks because, you know, I didn't pick him. Hell no, I picked Loma. But I thought he would go out with a banger at least, you know what I'm saying? So, for him to go out like that is just crazy. He's just, I'm shocked. And you're right. You're right. He might not get a date no more. He might not get a date. But it's funny. I don't believe him when he says that, oh, you know, I'm in activity and that I wasn't ready. I don't believe him. But I will say this. I found it amusing that he threw a cheap shot at Max saying, you guys gotta give me a fight. You gotta give me a fight. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't say that he's being dishonest there. But at the end of the day, you're a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, stay on your own too. Don't blame anybody. But it's interesting, you know what I mean? That was interesting, and I laughed at that because there's some truth there. Like, why isn't Walters getting more dates? Who knows? Maybe the top rank thing also. Who knows? But, yeah, I mean, my only question moving forward is, we all know Loma's a great. He's a pound-for-pound guy. Who is he fighting next? Corrales, Sosa? Who can top rank get on HBO to fight him? You know what I'm saying? Like, who can he get on that side of the street? I don't know. Who else is out there? You know what I mean? You can't get Rigo. People online on Twitter talking about, oh, let's match him up with Crawford. It's like, really? You already want him to go up to 140? You know what I'm saying? Already? So it's like, you know, who do you have at HBO, at top rank, to do a 130 matchup with Loma? That's my final question to y'all. You know, I'll be listening. So have a good night.
Who could we do with Lomachenko at 130? That is going to be difficult. I mean, he did call out Francisco Vargas. Now it's going to be up to, HBO, Golden Boy, and top rank to want to actually make that fight for people. We'll come to find out if that Cold War is really over or not. But we're going to keep going down the line. Mike, thanks for calling in. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. We're trying to get this immediate reaction show to 1,000 thumbs up. Did you enjoy this fight? Were you as shocked as I was that Nicholas Walters said no mas? We're going to go out to D.C. and find out. In the 202, Marcus from
Over you as unshocked as I did.
Yo, what's going on with y'all, man?
What's up, Marcus? What's going on, brother? How'd you take this fight?
Man, I was disappointed in the outcome as far as the fight itself. I never would have thought the Axe Man wouldn't go out on his axe. You know, but I did think Lomachenko had levels on the guy, and I didn't see how the punches that he throws with power was going to land on Lomachenko. I just didn't see how that was going to happen. But, like I said, what really made it's the nature of the boxing right now is that it's creating prima donnas. It's like, you know what, 5 months ago, it was $550,000. He didn't want that money. Lomachenko told him he'd give him $300,000. He didn't take it. He wound up taking his fight for $300,000, which now makes you go back hindsight 2020 and say, did Walters know he was getting his ass whooped when he was negotiating for that money before? So it's like, it's just like everybody's out for like big money, and then the craft is gone. There's a couple of guys out here who really are fighting, and they're these promoters.
Marcus, sorry about that, but you know, this is an immediate reaction show. Everybody getting 1 minute to get it off their chest. Speaking of getting it off your chest, MD has the out of everyone, he was the one correct with his pick of Lomachenko. Not that it was a hard pick. Lomachenko was a favorite. But knockout though. What about knockout? Oh, you called knockout?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I called it. I was also criticized for discrediting Nicholas Walters. I think it's fair to discredit him now, right?
Well, definitely now in hindsight and retrospect.
No, but before the whole show, I was getting heat for discrediting him. I was right. I said Lomachenko would stop him. I was right. Kovalev still won, so I still was right with that one. But again, I will have the supplies set up, and I will take a pie in the face for whoever it is that I made a pie bet. I will be, you know, pied in the face. So having said that, I was surprised how little effort Nicholas Walters put in the fight. I expected Lomachenko to stop him with more of an outskilling, which he did. But the second it got tough and unwinnable for Walters, he did not go out in his shield. And like the previous caller said, it looked like a cash out fight to me, because I think he knew somewhere inside that he was never going to beat someone like Vasyl Lomachenko. And to be honest, it's going to be hard for a lot of people to beat him around his weight class. And Rigo's smaller. People are going to say, what about Rigo? Rigo's smaller. He's not moving up, and the boxing moves on without him. Rigo's an amazing fighter, maybe one of the best fighters in the last few years, but he's smaller. Just that's how it works.
Yeah, no, I got to agree. I mean, after watching him do that to to Walters, it's kind of difficult to think that a guy as small as Rigondeaux can keep Lomachenko at bay and keep him honest and keep him conservative in the amount of punches that he throws, which I highly doubt that Rigo is going to be able to do that. But he is known. All good boxers are known to slow down the pace of the fight and kind of dictate that pace. I don't want to start.
I know one thing you could say for sure now is that Vasyl Lomachenko looks calm as a motherfucker when he's looking at fire.
No, listen, just like when AJ did what he did with Dominic Brazil in the pre-fight, when the cameras were off, Vasyl did something today in the ring that right away it jumped out to me, and I was like, whoa, this just became my new guy. Like, he was bringing it to Walters. Actually, it was the round before Walters quit, and he was bringing it to him really furiously, right? And then the bell rung, and he was like, yo. He just pointed at him with the glove and shook it like. And I could just imagine he was like, yo, I'm going to get your ass. I was almost catching up to you. And Walters was smarter than the average cat. He's like, you know what? I'm not going back out there for you to get my ass. But listen, we talked it up enough. Yeah. Let's go back out to these phone lines. Fish, 609 South Jersey, talk to us.
Yeah, what up? Yeah, I take my call at the end of this call. I think that you got to listen to what Walter said. He blamed it on HBO. You know, they should at least give him a 1-2 fight deal, build him up, let him get some momentum, and then let Lomachenko do what he got to do. But he cashed out. The mega fight is going to be at 135 with Robert Garcia. His brother Robert Garcia was there, so maybe they could do something with Heyman and the Garcia boys at 135. I think he's going to clean out 130. That's my call.
Yeah, let me just address one thing in general, because I know a lot of people have been saying the same thing about he should have gotten more than one fight. Why? Motherfucker quit after seven rounds. HBO was smart by not paying him more money and giving him more fights. Well, fuck him. I don't want to see him on TV again.
That's the defense, though, is it not, MD, that if he had more rounds and had activity.
So what? So we could be beer goggled, so we could be pump faked by a dude who at the end of the day has no meaning of being in a championship boxing fight. I mean, I'm sorry, Nestor. Like, we all pay for HBO, and Nicholas Walters seems like a nice guy. I'm glad he interviewed us on the show. I mean, that was a fucking disgrace. You don't quit like that. Well, you do not quit like that. How much shit did you give Lucas Matisse for quitting the way he did?
And
he got fucked up compared to Nicholas Walters.
I'm not in any shape, way, or form forgiving Nicholas Walters. The first thing I said was, you know, like, I didn't even expect that. I didn't expect him to quit, let alone say the words no mas. Like, I mean, this guy definitely wasn't thinking. But don't act as if he doesn't have a point. This is exactly why the fights like Samuel Vargas or whoever gets, okay, Andre Ward, Alexander Brand, Sullivan Barrera, you know, Chalemba versus Kovalev. These are necessary fights so that we don't have this, man. World-class fighters, they can't be out the ring that long. Listen, let's go to these callers. We're going to go to 256. We got an unknown guy. Talk to me here, 256. Where are you calling in from? Who's this?
What's up, Ness? What's up, MD? Congratulations, MD, on your prediction. Good job. Great job.
Thank you. You made my night.
Caller from Nashville. I'll get my first-time caller stuff in at a later date, but not today. Yeah. I have seen the evolution of boxing today in Lomachenko. I've seen it today. And Nicholas Walters, I have nothing to say about him. I picked him. I actually betted with him. I lost my money. I'm past him. Lomachenko is the new Ali, Floyd, all of them put together. That's what it just looked like. I ain't going to say he's going to do what they did, but that's what it looked like to me. It was amazing.
Hey, I can't argue. The dude put on a show that kept me impressed and my whole family. You know, I'm out here in Florida, so I'm watching boxing with people I normally wouldn't watch it with, and they were highly impressed with the footwork,
hey,
the ring generalship, everything.
Watch it. Watch the fight without the commentators or anything, with no sound, and just look at Lomachenko's footwork, man. It looks. I wasn't even a Lomachenko fan, but it was amazing, man. It was like real artwork. I really enjoyed it. And I'm not even a Lomachenko fan until today, but yeah, it was cool.
256.
With losing my money.
What is your name?
Blaine. I'm going to go by Bo. I'm going to do my first time call up whenever we get more time on the next show.
All right. But you said it's Bo, right? Bo from where?
Yeah.
Bo from where?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. Thank you for calling in, Bo. And remember, tomorrow is Sunday, our regularly scheduled time at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and we will give you that first-time caller intro and obviously a whole lot more. We're going to keep these phone lines moving. We're going to go back out to the D.C. area to my man James from All Around Strong. 202, James, what's going on, brother?
Hold on, that's PBV. Hope everybody doing good. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear, brother.
Yeah, man. First of all, man, after a great fight that Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev gave us last week, for this man to do this tonight, man, it's just not a good look for HBO. It's not a good look for boxing. It's always a puncher's chance, especially with somebody with the power of Nicholas Walters. It's always a puncher's chance. I'm going to be a little biased, but when Gary Russell Jr., you know, I'm a DC DMV dude, but when Gary Russell Jr. fought Lomachenko a couple years back, he was kind of getting the hands put on him, you know what I'm saying? But he fought to the end like a true champion does. So for Walters to do that, man, is real disappointing. I think at this point, man, Lomachenko is a beast. I really wouldn't mind. I don't know how realistic it is, and I don't know if he's gonna, if Floyd coming back to fight Pacquiao or not, but I actually wouldn't mind that 135 Pacquiao number take a bit of a moment.
James, sorry to hit you with that, but you know it's a one-minute deadline. We're going out to the Skype machine. This Skype machine is actually lighting up. We're going to go to Nelta.
Yo, man. Mon?
Go ahead. You on?
Yeah, man. Lomachenko, yeah. Okay, his footwork's pretty good, a little bit here and there. But I saw several times where he sidestepped right into a left hook. I saw it at least two or three times. So I don't want to hear anything about like, oh, my God, I've never seen this before. I've seen it plenty of times before. I saw Carlos Quadras do it against a better fighter in Roman Gonzalez a few months ago. And I also don't want to hear about, oh, who is Lomachenko going to fight? He has nobody to fight. Jezreel Corrales, the best fighter at super featherweight, is there for him to fight, as well as Francisco Vargas, as well as the guy that he lost to. If y'all have a short-ass memory, if y'all...
He called out Vargas, so, like, you shouldn't be angry about that, though. He called out the dude who you want in the fight, right? Lomachenko called out Vargas.
You hear me?
I want to see him rematch Salido or fight Jezreel Corrales.
Anybody hear me?
But Francisco Vargas want to make you happy.
I mean, that's a good fight. That's a good fight.
Yeah, so he called out one of the dudes who we all want to see him fight. I agree with what you're saying. There's dudes out there to fight him. Go ahead. Go ahead. Listen. No, I understand what Nolta's saying, that people need, like, he doesn't want people to act like he's the second coming of Christ, and I understand that, but I would not be as critical as he was about Lomachenko's performance.
Can I say something?
This is an immediate reaction show. Let's not go down that path that you're going to be debating every single caller.
Hey, I wasn't debating him, you know, but hi, casual. Hi, producer.
Hi, producer. Can I give my immediate reaction?
Yeah, once you connect your mic, bro, you're not connected, man. We got to move on. In the meantime, we're going to go to 631. You're up.
Yo, I love the show. I just wanted to call in and say there's nobody's gonna beat this dude anywhere near his weight class. I'm a big fan, my favorite fighter. And I did predict this, and my five-year-old son will corroborate that. I called that about two rounds before. I said he's going to quit on his stool, and it happened. And the dude's on another level.
Well, all right, brother. 631, who's this and where you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a first-time caller. This is Joe G from Long Island.
Joe G from Long Island. Well, I hope you know that 7 p.m. Eastern every Sunday and every Thursday are our regular scheduled showtime. This is a media reaction show. We want to thank you for your immediate reaction while we get to some other people. 910, you're up. Enrique, let me know when you're ready, brother. 910, you're live on TBV. Who is this?
We're good, man. This is Wing. Yeah, I wanted to, man, that dude Lomachenko, his feet was very good, great jab, but I can't believe he made up all them excuses at the end, because you signed the contract knowing damn well you had more than enough time to get, you know, all the kinks knocked out before you even signed the fight. You could have took it at a later date, but hey, that's on you, because nobody else would be able to get away with that fucking excuse. So you had that, but Lomachenko was beasting the night. He caught him with a bunch of good shots, but they didn't even look like they were just hurting him, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it is what it is. For him to do what he did and go out like a bitch like that, bro, it says a lot about him. And I already know HBO is not putting him on ever again, so you might as well get ready to sign with Al Heyman, K2, or Main Event, because it's over for him and HBO. That's all I gotta say.
910, what you said your name was?
Wink. I called him before.
Link or Wink?
Yeah. Wink.
Okay, Wink. Thank you for calling in, my friend. Listen, I want to ask everyone that's watching this, we're trying to keep these thumbs up to equate the amount of people watching, or at the very least, the amount of people that watched when it's all said and done. That being said, we're trying to get to 1,000 thumbs up. I mean, if you're enjoying the content, you enjoy that we're here at 1:20 in the morning Eastern time, hit that thumbs up button. Doesn't cost you one red cent. Let me get back out to the Skype machine. We got to go to none other than Dre Day. What's going on, Dre?
Yo, man. Well, first and foremost, I say congrats to WebMD for calling the fight. I'm very disappointed. I flew home quickly to watch this fight, to watch my Jamaican brother quit. But the ultimate question is, who's the trainer for this dude? I mean, another question. Did anybody see Robert Garcia in the training room when the hand wrap was going on? What's his role with this guy? But other than that, man, I'm very disappointed. And enjoy the show, guys. Hit that thumbs up, man. Let's show this show some love, man. Hit that thumbs up. Peace.
All right, Dre, man. Thank you for calling in. We're going to keep on this Skype. We're going to go to Mr. Frotch. Talk to me.
Yo, do you hear me?
Yo, how are you doing, Ness? Yeah, that was disgraceful. But I want to quickly start on Lomachenko. His footwork was brilliant. He nullified Waters' right hand completely. Waters, I described that to coming home, seeing your lady in bed, and then she's like, I won't do it again, all this bullshit about fights. He quit, and that's disgraceful. It shouldn't happen. Like, I was high on Waters before this, and I picked Lomachenko to come through a few storms, and the way it just happened, man, it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. But I'll let you jump on.
Hey, really quick, Mr.
By
Frotch.
6 a.m. in the UK here as well. Do you know what I mean? I waited up.
Frotch, how does your nose look? Your nose looks nice? The new nose job, or?
Don't go get mad about that, man.
Hey, Mr. Frotch.
We get him all the time about it, trust me. No, don't.
Mr. Frotch, so were you happy with the fact that he at least called out Francisco Vargas?
Who?
Lomachenko.
Yeah, Lomachenko, I'm eyeing him. I think he'll bust that division. Hey, I don't know what he's on about. Lomachenko is the truth. The way he nullified Waters today. Come on now. He nullified his right hand completely. And then Waters just threw his toys out the stroller like a baby. Like, no, I don't want to go on. Come on, man. You're a fighter.
Yeah, and also we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but like the way he called out Vargas too, he was like, fuck it, I'll fight Vargas. It wasn't like, you know, he's like in his mind, it looked like he was like, who's like the biggest name in this division? And he called him out. Vargas is a belt holder and he's one of the best at 130 pounds. So,
yeah, no, he definitely seems honest about wanting to make history and unifying and things like that. You know, I would have liked to see if that bet was still on, that side bet between he and Walters, right? Let's see if Enrique, you ready over there or what, man?
I think I'm ready. Do you hear my microphone?
I hear you loud and clear, and you sound perfect now. So you
Yes! Whoa. Yeah, my bad. I know you're in Florida in the family's house.
No, I mean, are you that excited, though, even though he quit?
No, I'm not. It's sad. It's a sad story. I was going for Nicholas Walters. MD knows that. And MD is Lomachenko, as I tweeted. What's up, Steven Calderon? Yeah, man, I was disappointed in the way it just stopped. You know, there was no blood. I don't know who Vargas is. My immediate reaction was like, damn, what the fuck? But the dude looked good. I expected more.
He's the Mexican dude that yes, wears a yes, sombrero hat.
Yes, I box wrecked him. And
You didn't see the sombrero hat? He has like the old school bandit hat.
No, I know.
Look, honestly.
He looks like a regular dude. And I think Lomachenko will beat him up. Lomachenko is the truth. So, yeah, Nicholas Walters, who I thought would do the axe thing, did not pull it off. On the other hand, after the fight, when it was over, and he said, yo, I'm inactive, so I'm not going to give you round number eight. Maybe we don't understand. Like, somebody called in and was like, yo, I don't know. I don't understand these fighters. I don't know what they go through. Today I ran 3 miles at like a 6.5, and I will go to 8.3. And I'm like, damn, fighters go through the torture. So, yeah, maybe he has a point that we don't understand. So, you know, him being inactive since last December fighting this year and Lomachenko fighting, how many times did he fight? What, twice, three times, maybe four times? Maybe that played a big role in it, and we don't know. So him saying no mas means no mas for the amount of money you gave me. No mas. He should have took $500,000.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. The way that you're putting that together makes it sound like it's okay. He signed for that amount of money, so he's not entitled to fucking quit just because all of a sudden the going got tough and he got his check already.
You know what I'm entitled to? Boxing Voice is entitled to more thumbs ups. But yes, you're probably right. He's did sign. He is getting beat up by Lomachenko. Lomachenko is turning around and throwing hooks and then straight jabs. And it worked for Lomachenko. And this dude is like, damn, I haven't been here for a year. Damn.
Yo,
we're not going 8 rounds.
Hold on, hold that thought, MD. Let's mix it up with a caller in between all this yappity yap from the host, because we are here for the callers really quick. Robert Ortiz, talk to us.
Yeah, man. My first impression is this is an immediate reaction in episode. My immediate reaction is this guy Lomachenko's got to be a boxing hipster's dream, because he's perceived to be a boxer. He moves and he does everything. But, you know, fight fans who don't care for that kind of shit, like they, you know, they just like to see a good fighter or some entertaining, they're going to like him anyways, just because he's going to prove himself over time to be the best. And I think like someone like Triple G, who gets hated on over and over, even though he's just doing his job in his division, cleaning it up, I find that no one really around his weight class is going to give Lomachenko too much trouble with what I just saw. That was spectacular. That was boxing. What Andre Ward did last week, not boxing. That's fucking wrestling, and it's super lame. And
quiet. That's not true. You just saw the fight again. Stop it. Okay. You had it. It was either 113, 114, Ward, or 114, 113, Kopelev. So,
but Kellerman.
No.
You're Kellerman.
This is.
So stop it, man. That sounds so whack from you. And Robert Ortiz, you're a rock star, a boxing fan. It sounds like you're a hater. It could be either way. It was a close fight. Stop with the holding. It was headlocks. There was figure four. There was holding the arm from Kovalev. Stop it, man. I just saw the fight. I saw the fight three times.
But the word slick, for example, gets abused because what we saw tonight was slick.
You could argue the slick, but you can't argue it being a robbery.
Nestor, my call got hijacked. Can I please get a little bit more time?
You got to talk to the producer, man.
Okay, see, because this
cut
is
him, cut him.
Insane what I just heard, because he's wrong, first of all. Every Andre Ward fight looks like it. All of them. It's not. Lomachenko's gnarly. Lomachenko's gnarly is all I'm saying. That looked amazing. I was very, very impressed, and I can't wait to see more of them, but at the same time, pump the brakes. We got to fight the fights. We got to see what's going to happen, because we don't know. He did lose to Salido. And Salido's never fought as high of the weight class as Manny Pacquiao. I don't think Lomachenko's in the same discussion yet.
It's time to let that go. You know, I held on to the Salido loss for as long as I could. The man obviously learned from that. He's got his experience. He made Lomachenko – I mean, I keep saying Lomachenko. That's how good he was that I'm confused. That's the only guy I've seen in the ring. He made Walters look average and confused. And he made Walters put his hands in his pocket for basically the whole fight. He barely threw any punches. Listen, we're going back.
And quit, right?
Like,
can I ask you, though, like from the outside, because I was expecting more from Walters. Do you – inactivity, like I don't think about that, but he mentioned it. So then I'm like, okay, I put it in perspective. Do you think the inactivity –
Yes.
You should have
been listening earlier. But this
no, I understand. But I'm bringing up now for those that did not listen.
I brought up the comparison of one of our past episodes when someone like MD was being overly critical at Danny Garcia's interim fight with Samuel Vargas. But that is exactly what these type of fights are for, so that we don't get what we got tonight. When everybody's sitting around the TV with their family and their casual boxing fans and all their friends that they're saying, this is the guy you got to watch. Even though Lomachenko did his very best to put on a good performance for us and for us to be able to continue to boast about him, Walters was not a good dancing partner. But let me get to some callers, because these phone lines are lit.
You didn't answer the question, but okay. Go ahead. Get to the next call.
Donald, 510 Richmond, talk to us.
Man, I'm so disappointed at Nicholas Walters. But you know what? It is what it is. Now, when we look at Lomachenko, Like, he's burning through all the top competition in his weight class. And I feel like, don't burn through all the competition too fast, because he's only got, like, what, 8 pro fights in? Dude, by the time this cat reaches, like, 15 pro fights, 20 pro fights, he's going to be, like, not having nobody to fight, because he's going to burn through all the top competition. Like, Nicholas Walter was top competition, okay? He burnt him out. Like, do one or two low-class fights. Like, don't burn through all the competition too fast, because then it's going to get to a point to where he beat all the top competition in all his weight classes, and the only thing he's going to have to do is move up to a too much of a higher weight class to where it'd be more of a risk, you know what I'm saying? But this dude, he's great. The footwork is amazing. I'm definitely a fan. You know, I like Walters, but it just didn't happen.
And, you know, one thing really quickly about
calling in, Donald.
One thing really quickly, like, maybe he'll retire a Hall of Famer, young and a rich man. I have no problem with someone just trying to fight good fighters. Boxers only have a small window. Well,
let's slow down, all right? I mean, again, he has a great ratio because he has so few fights.
He fights 10 more times, and he fights 10 good fights. He retires. What's wrong with that?
But we know he's not going to fight 10 straight good fights. It doesn't happen like that. Like, he fought two dudes from, like, Thailand or China that were there to make him look good. And that's why there were still critics out there. People still not criticizing, but unsure. Today, he made us all sure. But I'm sure that Bob Arum is going to slide in a couple of more Zhu Shiming looking kind of guys. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we're going to go.
Whoa.
What? He didn't fight like two Oriental dudes that nobody ever heard of?
Oriental. Whoa.
What's the politically correct term? I mean, obviously you're making Asian. A big deal about it.
Asian. But he's saying, I know his big deal is like, nah, he ain't putting him in the ring with some suckers. He's the real deal. He's going
to. Nah, I ain't what he's trying to say. He's being.
Yo, Takashi Miura is a good Asian looking dude.
Pause.
Who? Someone that Lomachenko fought?
No, the guy who Francisco Vargas and was in the fight
of the
year.
That's not what we're talking about, homeboy. We're talking about the weird looking guys that Lomachenko has fought in the past up until now. I mean, like Gary Russell, Salido, and now this dude, Walters are good, but I mean, who are the other people?
No, I mean, I know what you're saying. You're saying that he's going to find converted kickboxers. Essentially, right? Converted kickboxers from Thailand.
They're going to mix it up. They're going to mix it up. They're not just going to give him all top tiers. Like,
yeah, and just remember the journeymen in lower weight classes are not from America. So I hear you. They're not like, you know, the dudes who we know from, like, you know.
Of course not. These lower weight classes, they fight, you know, different countries, right, are usually dominating these lower weight classes. But what I'm saying is I highly doubt that his next fight is Francisco Vargas, when they could give him some sort of tune-up, continue to promote him. You know what I mean?
I mean, the shit, that was one of the easiest fights I've ever seen him have. So why can't he go right in there with a big dog?
And he's
literally, he took probably more damage waking up getting out of bed.
And this is his seventh fight.
Yeah, man, listen, again, if you want to keep this guy around, you don't put him. Top Rank is already doing it. Just check the record. Let's keep going down the line. KM Star, talk to me, 917.
Hey, what's up, Matt? How you doing?
Hold on. Sorry, KM Star. I had to mute you, but we got a Patreon member we got to get to. The only reason why I'm here is because of our Patreon members.
Compa, what's going on? Actually, it's a boomerang, KM Star. We'll be back.
Hey, yo, what up?
Compa, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah, I just want to say that was a good fight. Lomachenko made me eat my words. Shout out to him. And, man, I like what he's doing, man. Fighting the best. And that's what it's all about, man. And that's all I got to say. Immediate reaction. I'll be my crow tomorrow. Shoot me my crow next. Hey, next. Give me my crow, man. I deserve it.
All and, right. Hey, Compa, you can.
Gompa, you sound different as a Patreon, man. You sound better.
Gompa, you could drop us a message.
Hey, man,
drop us a message on...
Man, that's how much deserves Crow, and I like it.
Drop us a message on... Enrique, you done?
What up?
Go ahead.
Drop us a message on Patreon if you want to come back, Gompa, because you're all over the place, all right?
All right, for sure. All right. Fierro.
Josue from the Lower Oregon, talk to us. Enrique, cut back on Grandpa's old stash, brother.
We're all on Grandpa's old stash, man. Hey, so what up, Ness?
Exactly. This is a boxing match.
I thought this fight was one-sided, but I loved it. It was great work for Lomachenko and another big name for his resume. And that's pretty much all I got, man. And thanks for having me on, Ness. Thank you.
All right, Josue, thanks for calling in. Hey, producer, do we got any Jose's or Bruce's in while I get to this other caller? We're going to go to KVT. What's going on, my friend? KVT.
Hey, before you, KVT.
Hey, man.
What's up, KB?
Hey, how you doing, boys? Media reaction was what the fuck? I was watching that on a choppy stream, so when he came out of the corner, I thought he was trying to get back into the ring to fight. And then I seen him go, and then I seen Lomachenko get up there, and I was like, oh, shit. So anyway, yeah, I picked Walters. I thought he was going to neutralize his movement and speed and stuff. But, yeah, a bit disappointed. But congratulations to Lomachenko. See what happens next. But as far as the conversation's gone so far, I want to just piggyback off what Robert Ortiz was saying about the hipsters. And, you know, a lot of my mates who are UFC fans, did I just say KFC almost? Anyway, UFC fans, that's their guy, you know. They love watching Lomachenko because of his speed, his movement, just the way he boxes. That's his guy. That's their guy.
Yo, did he have birds in the background chirping? With
He's in another country though.
Did he also say KFC?
Well, he said UFC, but he asked himself, did he even say KFC? Listen, we're gonna go back out to Skype. Mohammed, talk to us.
Mohammed, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Ness? What's up, MD? What's up, Casual? What's up, Steve?
What's up? What's up?
What up? What up?
Yo, I heard Nicholas Walters was looking for your soundbite. Cut it, because that's exactly what he did.
Yeah,
I was so disappointed. You know, I was expecting him to try and hurt Lomachenko because, as I said in the prediction show, that's the only way he was going to win. Even Lomachenko was expecting the first round to be tough, but he was outclassed. And he didn't quit because he got hurt. He quit because he knew he was going to get clowned and ultimately stopped. So MD was right about that. And Nicholas Walters was right about one thing. No mas, Nicholas Walters for me. That's my call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, Muhammad. We're going to keep going down the line. Enrique, what's going on? You got a niche?
Yeah, I got a niche, man. I'm just disappointed in the fight. And these guys that keep calling up say things that I agree with. Like this guy, he said, well, not all of them, but Muhammad said, yo, he saw it in the future that he will get beat up. So I'm like, damn. Maybe that's why he brought up the HBO shit. Like, whoa, I didn't get paid enough. Why get beat up? I'm going to say no mas. And if you're
all right,
you know, if you're fucking a girl, right? If you're fucking a girl and
she's. Don't say the F word, but go ahead. Yeah.
If you're making love to a female and she's difficult, you know, maybe she's intoxicated or whatever, and she's having a hard time climaxing, do you just like give up? Or do you like switch it up? Do you try to do something different, right? So, I mean, I don't know.
You probably already switched it up. And then at that point, you say, I no mas.
Yeah, you at least try to switch it up. You just don't do the same fucking thing over and over again. And Nicholas Walters didn't even try to switch it up. He just did the same thing, came out every single round and quit.
He went to the head. He tried to go to the body. Lomachenko was just too fast. We got callers.
Pundit.
KB hasn't called in forever. And he missed us in Vegas, but
he called in. He said he had 8 girls with him, man.
Stop. Yeah, no. 2 weeks in a row. I'm gonna use a line out of MD's. Nah, MD knows what I'm talking about. Wing.
Hey, hold on, Ness. We need to go back up to KM Star and work our way back down the line.
Oh man, this guy.
So who's the one? AB had like a whole fucking entourage of women. I forgot.
Yeah, KM Star talking.
Shout out to the Kardashians.
Yo, thank God for your producer. I was like, yo, what happened here? I got cut off.
Hey, man, don't thank God. Thank Patreon. Well, actually, thank God. Thank God, too.
Yeah, I'm doing PayPal. I think I need to drop the PayPal and do Patreon because you guys never shout me out.
Oh, thank God, man. Thank God.
It sounds like I missed out on a fat-ass party out there in Vegas. I was listening to the show. I was like, damn, I missed out. You guys felt like you had a good time. But skipping to tonight's fight, like, can you guys just, you know, when you guys are there with me, can you focus a little bit more on who Lomachenko can fight next? Because they're throwing out names to me. Are these realistic names? Like Pacquiao, freaking Crawford. I feel like, is he really that big already? Like, what about Frampton? Like, what about those guys right there? Like, I don't want to keep you guys on the phone too long, but the thing that kept coming to my mind was like, yo, is he really that big already? I really don't understand. How are we talking Terrence Crawford for this dude? Or even Pacquiao, right? I mean, but I don't like to use names to pump up his fighters, right? He got a stable. Let me use this name and put the other fighter's name out there. You know?
No, yo, I hate to cut him off early. I gave him an extra 10 seconds because he gave me a big shout out. So
yeah, but I give him a true. Is he really that big? Why are we throwing Pacquiao? What about Frampton? What about Quiggs?
He said
Quiggs.
He answered his own question though. He said that Bob Arum is simply just being a promoter and promoting his guys. I think the Pacquiao fight is real.
But did you not see that smile on Bob Arum's face? I feel like he could go to sleep, going to bed, knowing that he has one of the best talents in boxing in his name, so he could pass it off to his in-laws?
Son-in-law.
Yeah, so he knows. I mean, Bob Arum has an eye for talent, and he's always been talking highly of Lomachenko.
And MD is very happy about that.
Well, listen.
I'm happy Bob Arum, 80 years old, is happy. You know, it looks like a happy old man. Come on, don't be cruel.
I'm not cruel.
Happy once you let me get through all these callers and we get our 1,000 thumbs up. We're going to go to Santiago because he did make it to the party. And
Santiago!
Our cool friend. He's not Patreon yet.
Santiago, what up?
Cool. And he's actually with Info Joe. I feel so jealous. Info Joe, Matt, Santiago, and Fern Gully all watched the fight today. Together with
shit, you got a diamond on that. That's a 3-point shot.
Damn, that's crazy. I wish I was invited.
They all met through the TBV.
All made possible through TBV.
Yeah, but we invited them.
Hey guys, yeah, no. Hey guys, what's up?
What's up, brother?
You know, not much. Fern Gully just dropped me off, actually, from Joe's party, so I just barely got back to my house. He's on his way home. It was, honestly, all our immediate reactions were pretty much just, it was kind of like, holy shit, Walters just did a Sonny Liston. You know, he retired on his stool, and it was kind of like, we all thought it was going to go to distance. You know, Lomachenko was on his way to winning a decision, but he got the TKO instead. I'll be frank, if they make Lomachenko's Vargas, that's another fight that we're going to be in awe of. The sky's the limit. I already told you guys before that I thought he was a special talent. He keeps proving it. I can't wait to see him again, but I do think he should take some interim fights in between. Don't burn himself out.
Totally agree with you, Santiago.
Wait. Do you think that he's burnt out? Like, it looked simple for him tonight.
Bruh, pay attention. He ain't say that.
All right, well, teach me then. Why are you the teacher that has like that backlash?
Listen to what he said.
I'm raising my hand confidently, like, yo, does it really mean?
You confidently raised your hand for something you were wrong about.
Just told me sit down, so give me the answer, bro.
Yeah, hold on. But this is an immediate reaction. We're not answering questions here. It's tomorrow we answer the questions.
You know the time, 7 p.m. Eastern time.
You know my podcast. Thank you.
Milkman, talk to us. Teach casual something. He's looking for a teacher. Come in. Let me teach you.
Attention, brother. Attention.
Hey, man, look. Good fight for Lomachenko, but I'm going to tell you this. I'll tell you who he needs to fight next. He needs to fight fucking Salido, and I'll tell you why. Majority of pound-for-pound fighters have always rematched their close decisions or their fucking losses to show people that it wasn't a fluke. Until he does that, I can't crown him pound for pound.
B-Hop lost his first fight. B-Hop lost his first fight.
Fight Salido. I'll call y'all in. Who?
The executioner? The alien? Hopkins? Do you know that he lost his first fight? No, look, Enrique, let him, because this is
listen, 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 listen. But let me tell you something. Before y'all cut me on this, Bernard Hopkins lost his first fight. He was entering the ring
just getting out of prison. We all know the story. But it's context. We have context with Lomachenko's first loss too.
No. Listen to me. His opponent beat him. His opponent was also fighting his debut fight, and his opponent didn't fight again until almost 10 years later. He only fought 3 times after that, and then he retired.
Cut it. You get my point, Ness.
Thank you for calling in, Milkman. We'll see you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. We're trying to get to that quarter, 1,000. We're going to go to Kabaz or Kazba, 917. Kazba?
Method is 0-0, yes. Yeah, guys, if you guys are listening or watching on a smart TV or one of those things, get on your phones and smart tablets and give a thumbs up. Anyway, yeah, I kind of liked Lomachenko going in. I thought it was going to be a close fight. But, man, he schooled him. It's like that Walters, every time he was going to try to set up to throw a punch, he had to reset because this guy's footwork was tremendous. And I'm just looking at him going, this is another fucking Manny Pacquiao. You know, he's got that sidestep down to a science. You know, so, you know, the guy is always, the sky's the limit for this kid. You can't really doubt the guy when he's 396-1 in the amateurs. You know, so, you know, I love the guy. He's, all right, the next 5 or 6 years are going to be something else for this kid. Anyway, that's it for me.
Well, all right, brother, short and sweet. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go back out to this Skype machine. Any of my co-hosts want to add anything on that call? That was short and sweet. We got a couple seconds
there. Yo, let's talk about Lomachenko's resume. Somebody, MD, the doctor, name it. Does he have a good resume? Can you say, yo, this guy's resume versus...
He has a very solid resume. He has 3 very good wins.
Well, four of the 8 fighters that he's fought have been either previous or current world title holders. And he's won against 3 of them.
And he's a 7-time fighting professional.
He has 2 wins. He has 2 wins against world-class guys, at least perceived world-class guy, and another win against an ex-champion. So, yeah, his resume is excellent.
All right. Well, then there we go. So who should he be fighting next? Manny Pacquiao?
Salido or Vargas. That's
Salido or Vargas. That's what we want to see. Because you know that promoters listen to the show. Salido or Vargas would be the great fight for him.
But I don't know if Vargas can make 130. And to be honest, I don't know where Vargas is in his – I mean, not Vargas. Salido is in his career. I think Francisco Vargas is the more logical fight. And you heard him after the fight. He wants Francisco Vargas. He's not saying – and actually, I don't like when a fighter – if he said Manny Pacquiao, I don't like when he says a fight that realistically can't be made now. I like when a fighter is calling out a fighter that could be made now. Because it was like the Floyd Mayweather syndrome. Everybody for so many years, they beat a guy who's a C-level guy, and they go, Floyd Mayweather. I mean, and we're all like, get the fuck out of here. Floyd ain't going to fight you because you just beat this guy. So I'm glad that he's being realistic with his options.
Me too.
Gary Russell?
Yeah, that would be good.
You know, Gary Russell hasn't done anything to earn that fight. When is he Gary Russell fought last time?
Well, Gary Russell is a weight division underneath him, right? Gary Russell stood at 126. He's also the WBC champion. So if Russell was at 130, he wouldn't really need to.
And he hasn't fought for a minute either, Ness, right? He
wouldn't need to do anything, right? And then Lomachenko's in the fashion of fighting guys that haven't done anything anyway, right? I mean, Walters has been out for a year. So if he gets Russell that's been out for a year, at least it's a rematch. Everybody wants the Salido rematch. I just don't know what, like you just said, I don't know what Salido has in the tank after that. But let's get back out to these phone lines. We're going to go to the Skype machine. It looks like we have George. Talk to us. George on Skype.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad. It took me a minute to hit the mute button or the unmute button. You guys were just talking about it. The one thing I had noted going into this fight, like he's kind of
George, get the mic together, baby. I don't know if you got a short or you're dropping it. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
All right. No, but what I was saying was you guys were talking about Salido, and that's actually one of the things that, you know, really drives Lomachenko crazy, even coming up through – every time he's going through a fight, everyone's one who talks about Salido. And like you said, Ness, it serves no purpose at this point. I mean, he's proven that he's – well, he's much better of a fighter since then, and it doesn't prove anything. He can beat him right now. It don't mean shit to me right now. So, I mean, and I know that for what it is. Everything that he was up against and still eked out a split decision loss, I don't care for it. This guy's great. We need to just, you know, just continue to nurture this guy.
It's just the only thing detractors could bring up to try to discredit him. And it's obvious.
I mean, everybody has critics, MD. You
No, that's fair. That's totally fair.
You have to understand that, you know, at least this is a step in the right direction. Listen, this sort of performance over Walters, making him quit, is kind of worse than a knockout. You know what I'm saying? Like, a knockout, you can't control the punch you did.
He wasn't competitive in one round and made him quit. I mean, that shit was crazy. I think Lomachenko was much better. Did not expect that level of dominance, and I don't think anybody did.
No, I didn't. I was picking Walters. I couldn't find a round to give him. I scored the fight because I didn't want to, like, always go back twice. So I was scoring it live, and I'm like, what the fuck? This dude hasn't won a round yet. Let me get to some more callers. We got Hems on the line. Talk to us on Skype.
Yo.
Yo.
Who did I pick?
Who'd you pick?
Casual. I picked Lomachenko.
Oh, okay.
And Nicholas Walters. He just gave up, man. He was trying to get, I reckon he was trying to get that Al Haymon money, eh? That's what I reckon. But yeah, he won. Loma won. Yeah, that's my cool, bro.
All right, Hems.
That's cool, Hems.
Don't say too much. Yo, he said he's trying to get that Al Haymon money.
I don't know about now, though.
Hey, man, I don't know, man.
Maybe Lomachenko is that good.
Maybe Al Haymon, he committed career suicide on HBO, right? So maybe he's up. AB, we see you loud and clear, AB. The problem was when I went to you, I was skipping the line by accident.
I gave Walters the fourth round.
Up next, we got Christian Fernandez, who also was at the TBV West Coast Appreciation Party. It was a pleasure to meet you, Christian.
Only one to ever give him the fourth round.
Thanks for rocking out with us. It's 2 a.m. here on the East.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that Walters didn't give himself a chance to land that fight-changing punch or, you know, protect that undefeated record or just show that he's a champion. I'm in shock. I picked Walters by knockout. Didn't see this coming. Again, I had a blast partying with you guys.
Yeah. What did you have on so I can remember you?
Wow.
I just want to remember you. I'm sorry. I don't know names. I'm bad with names.
Christian, he just wants to remember you. Tell him try looking at your face and remembering you.
You wore a badass coat and brought a guest. That's what Christian did.
I know. Christian came through with his friend. He was chilling by the fire pit. He got glasses. He's totally cool. He ate tacos all day.
He pretty much ran the fire pit.
You know what it is? Don't even get mad at Enrique. His problem is whenever the mic is on, he's a mic whore. You've seen him running around. Everybody's going to see it in the video. Listen, Christian, we're going to get to some other callers. Thank you for...
Yo, what's up? Thank you.
Call back in tomorrow.
Definitely. For coming through to the party, being part of this 2 a.m. immediate reaction show.
I'm like, oh, that's Christian. Yeah, dope. Oh, I remember him.
Look at Enrique trying to fake like he remembers you now.
Yo,
AB. Oh, that's AB. Matter of fact, he ain't show up. What up, AB?
Oh, AB had 8 bitches. MD should have been with you, AB.
Big deal though, because I'm gonna be going to Vegas like every couple of months, every big fight. So you know, we'll see each other.
Okay. So, Vasil Fort, I'm sure you're excited and thrilled with his performance.
When I called in, and I said this was an easy fight. I told you guys, you know, I know my boxing. When I say, when I call in and I say this is going to be an easy fight.
Did you pick knockout, though?
That's exactly what happened.
What boxing college did you go to?
Did you pick knockout, though, AB?
Did I think it was going to be a knockout?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he was going to stop him around the eighth round. I didn't expect Walters to quit. But the reason he quit was because if you actually see him, he actually admitted it post-fight. He said that he caught him with a couple of good shots, so he didn't want to be a knockout reel the next round. So he couldn't stop the punches from coming. So he quit from being a knockout. That's exactly why he
cut it. That's AB. He went to boxing college, ladies and gentlemen.
Or he quit boxing. Or he quit because he felt like he just couldn't land them shots. And why take shots if you can't even exchange, right?
Yeah, but like we give people shit for like. At, you know, like at round five on, we're like, yo, he didn't try to win the fight after round five. He was just trying to survive. They at least try to protect, like, they at least, like, finish their job and complete 12 rounds.
MD, if I'm punching in your face five times and you're not hitting me, are you going to quit?
I mean, there's some.
Are you going to quit?
Enrique, you'd be surprised, but you'd be surprised.
I'm not saying what your skill level is. I'm asking you. If I'm punching you in your face five times every time, the rest.
If I'm being shown on TV at any capacity, I'm not quitting like that. I'm not quitting like that. I will take an ass whooping because
we got
amongst boxers and amongst people, quitting like that does not look good, and boxers do not respect you when you do that.
True. I like MD's meta right there, man. You got to go out on your shield.
And you won't hit me five times in the face, motherfucker.
But Al Heyman will pick you up.
Alex.
Yeah, I don't need that step aside money.
These guys are just talking over Alex. Alex, you got to stand your ground, man. Are you not going to talk? Okay. 559? 559.
Yeah, I don't think that's Alex.
559.
Hey, bro.
559.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man? You sound tough. Everybody's all personal in the chat.
No, wait. We're going to Amin. Talk to us.
Amin, what's up?
What's good, fellas?
Appreciate
your reaction. I'm pissed at Walters, man. I think I'm with MD, yo. He should have went out on the shield. I don't understand. And, you know, I get it. You know, he might have made a business decision, but I would have liked to see him at least believe in his strength or his conditioning a little bit more and try to go for the knockout. You know, I mean, because he risked the O by getting in the ring anyway. So whether you get knocked out or not, you already in the ring. So that was my reaction, man.
All right. I mean, thank you for calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this on YouTube, everybody that is creating this content would enjoy.
And before you get to another caller, well, because like I said, I was ringside at the Pritchard Colon fight and I know the brutality of boxing, but I don't think anybody will say that Walters was on the verge of seriously getting injured. It wasn't even close to that. It was just a losing every single round, getting out schooled, being embarrassed, maybe getting hurt a little bit, but just quitting. He wasn't on the verge of getting hurt.
Well, we really don't know that, man, because I remember I thought Pritchard wasn't hurt, you know.
Well, those were rabbit punches to the back of the head. Even people sitting ringside like myself, we really couldn't see that. It was crazy, that fight, unfortunately.
702 Las Vegas, you must be out there. Is this our very own Sean Zatel? Who's this in Vegas just caught the fight live?
I hope that's you let me. This is Trey out in Vegas.
What's up?
What?
You hear that?
No.
This is Trey out in Vegas. Can you hear me?
Oh, Trey. What's going on, Trey? Talk to us. Yeah, I mean, you sound far as hell.
Okay, let me take the Bluetooth off. Give me 1 second. Take the Bluetooth off.
Oh, that's a bad move.
Oh, Bluetooth. Yeah, that's a bad move right there.
Bluetooth, that's cheating.
No Bluetooths, no speakers. Only headphones and regular phones.
Hey, sorry about that. Hey. Appreciate you letting me call in. I'll just keep it real quick. I think what a lot of people are not, like, I haven't heard anybody say this yet, but it's crazy how
he made what was supposed to be his toughest opponent out of his in his eighth fight look like his easiest. I mean, that's great. He made his toughest opponent look like his easiest. And I was there. I just came from the fight. I was there. I watched it live and up and close. And for him to quit, that was shocking. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to at least see what he was going to be able to come back with. I think that there were two factors. Okay, one was his conditioning. We go back and look at, let's say, the last three Walters fights. If you pay close attention to him, like, you know, a lot of hardcore boxing fans do, you can see in other fights, Walters has never been a superiorly great conditioned athlete. And I think, so like I said, one factor, he knew that the conditioning wasn't there. He knew he was not going to be able to keep up with that fight. I'm not condoning the quitting, but I'm talking just analytically. He knew he wasn't going to be able to keep up. He saw he couldn't land. He saw he couldn't find the dude.
Just caller, since you were there, would you pay again to see Nicholas Walters fight after that?
He got cut.
Is that question to me?
Yes, because you were actually there.
If that question was to me, probably not, because I've lost all faith and confidence in him. I believe he did well to get where he got to, but I would see him struggling against any of the top of competition in that division. So no.
All right, thank you for calling him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Trey, man, thank you for the call. We're gonna get down the line. We got 760. You are unknown to TBV. Who's this? Where you calling in from?
Oh, this is Gio from California.
Sup, Gio, what it do?
Yo, so I got doing? What up? I got a theory on why Nicholas Walters quit tonight. The over-under was, I think it was 9 or 10 rounds. So, shit, what if Nicholas Walters made a bet for the fight to go under, and he knew it? He was like, shit, I'm not going to knock him out, so might as well call it quits.
I think we should transform over to like the Alex Jones show. Like, this is not a conspiracy theory show.
Yeah, no, not only that. I mean, look, it's a good conspiracy, but damn, I mean, what kind of, I mean, I guess we're entitled to.
Wouldn't he have fucking tried in the first 7 rounds to make it at least look competitive instead of sit there and get outclassed?
Well, I mean, if you're a 5-1 underdog, you're supposed to look like that.
No, he looked like a 20-1 underdog in that fight.
You're right. Listen, Gio, good call, good conspiracy. Let's see if any other callers feel the way you feel, man. Thank you for calling in. Tomorrow is our regularly scheduled show. You can catch us from 7 p.m. all the way until these guys get tired. Remember, if you're watching this in the future, present, or past, Enrique, what are they supposed to do? You're over there laughing at yourself like you Ray Charles.
Yo, they supposed to be dialing 425-569-5241 or hit the thumbs up or go to Patreon. I'm laughing like I'm Ray Charles because I'm blind. They don't see me. I don't see them. And I didn't go to boxing college, but I'm on TBV and you're not. Call up and argue or call up and say why you
don't. Did you at least get a GED in boxing or nah?
I didn't. I actually dropped out before the GED. I tried Job Corps. That shit didn't work. And man, I'm just hood with a message.
Acronyms, PhDs, and TBVs, Enrique got his GAD. Let's go to CT.
Yo, please be hood and have a message. That's all we ask for.
CT860, talk to us. Connecticut.
Hey. Hey, man. You know, Ivan Drago Jr., Lemonchenko, was the guy that I thought was going to win this fight all along. But I've been going back watching Walters knock out Donaire, knock out Dermanchenko, and thinking he's got a shot at this fight. But watching it all along, the footwork was just indisputable in the favor of Lemonchenko. So if we're talking about what's going to go forward in this future, Manny Pacquiao's name is too big, and Lomachenko's future is too big to put on the line for Manny. And anybody else, they're taking too big a risk to let a little guy come up into their territory and dictate a fight. So Lomachenko needs a foil. He needs a bad guy. And the only guy out there that I see in the light welterweight or welterweight division that could get more people in Lomachenko's corner is Adrian Broner.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Indisputable.
That's good. I like 140. I'd like to see that.
I like that too.
I don't mind that one. We're going to go to 720 unknown.
Lomachenko put his ass back on suicide watch.
Maybe not.
720, where are you calling in from? Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, first time caller.
First time caller, my friend. We don't have that intro for you since I'm in Florida, but we will give you the time. Now, what's your name?
Seth Leves from Colorado.
Sup?
Say that again, please.
Plebe from Colorado.
Plebe. All right. I believe that's Spanish for
like pleading?
No, like a youngster, like a kid, you know?
Oh.
But my immediate reaction, man, it was some bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Walter quitting like that. Fucking, but I think the man that beat Lomachenko is Mikey Garcia. Mm.
But Mikey did avoid Gamboa fight, man. So I don't know. Would Mikey take the Lomachenko fight after avoiding that Gamboa fight so long ago? Even though some will say that he avoided the Gamboa fight to get out.
He's also 10 pounds above, right? Is he fighting at 135 now or 140, right?
135, 135.
All right, so that's close.
Yeah. 135.
Cut it. Plebe, thank you for
calling. Did you pay pay-per-view for that, Ness?
For Mikey? I mean Mikey gets this
title. I would too.
Mikey gets this title and he gets some steam behind his name, maybe, but not right now.
Mikey made Salido look like shit.
He did.
Okay.
We're gonna go to Savage from Toronto. Are you feeling like you wanna go Savage on somebody named Nicholas Walters for quitting the way he did?
Yo, Ness, Enrique, Produce, what's good?
What's up, MDZ? Brother?
I predicted Lomo, and it was the footwork, like everyone's calling in. It's the footwork, the stepping to the side and just peppering him up. It was just a complete fucking shutout, man. Like, I don't know what happened with Walters. I put $3 on him just for fun, but fuck, he got deaded.
Damn. $3. You have a boxing website that lets you put that little money?
$3. Savage, man. Thanks for the call. Bad bet. $3. At least I put 50 on Walters to make a little change.
People make bets like that in the chat all the time.
Class and bound. You're live.
Class and bound.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, like, you're right about that.
Oh my gosh. Lomachenko absolutely dazzled everyone that saw him perform. Like, you know, it's one of those rare things where, you know, I thought Lomo was really good and that Walters would be a tough test, and I was expecting it to go round, but man, what Lomachenko did in there, it was gorgeous. Like, there was not a single person out there who couldn't have seen like the absolute class and skill that like shown in that fight. Something that you know, people are talking about Adrian Broner at 140. It's like Terrence Crawford is possibly a name as well if we're talking about 140, even though I doubt that happens.
What about Gamboa, class and bound?
Get in the ring with each other. Well, yeah, and you're right. But this is about Loma. And you know what? He was very impressive tonight. He definitely, if you didn't have him in your top 10 pound, in your top 5 pound for pound, you should have him there now. Because what he did was absolutely
for beating Walters. Walters. Wait a minute.
You picked him though. You
oh,
picked
hold Walters, on, though. Hold on, MD. Help, MD. Just because you picked him, and this is one of your.
Oh, he means you picked.
You picked him. Yes, you picked him.
He's okay, saying you. Call? Yeah, of course. You pick Walters. That's what MD's saying. But go ahead.
Listen to what I'm saying. Just because he picked Lomachenko and got it right, and this is happens to be a week where one of his favorite fighters are winning, doesn't mean much, okay?
It doesn't mean much. Why? Because you're going to say that since I got the Kovalev pick wrong, which, again, a lot of people agree with me. Actually, more people agree with me than you based on all the polls, that you picked a fighter who didn't win one round against Lomachenko, yet you're laughing at a caller for saying he's top 5 pound for pound. Now, I might not have him in the top 5 pound for pound, but like, it's not a laughable statement.
And myself, he's absolutely not top 5 pound for pound.
Sure.
Beating a dude who beat two flyweights, okay? Nonito Donaire was a career flyweight, and so was Vic fucking Darchinian. So fuck you with your bullshit that you
said. But Jason Sosa's a good fighter, right?
Since Rick Curson. Fuck the flyweight. It's not that exciting. Lomachenko beat Walters. That's cool. Lomachenko should be fighting Gamboa. I will watch it. Lomachenko should fight Donaire. I watch it. And Lomachenko should fight Salido again.
Yes, top 10, yes or no? Just quick. Top 10, yes or no?
Casual. What are you talking about?
Top 10, yes or no?
Attraction. That's what I'm talking about. Attraction.
Top 10, yes or no?
Don't jump in if you don't know each other. We're talking pound for pound.
Top 10, yes or no? Just go. We can just move on.
I mean, yes or no. If you want to put them in a pound for pound list, that's totally up to
top 10, yes or no? Just answer that question.
Pound for pound lists, you know what I mean? That's a mythical list. Let's put them number one in his division. Let's start there.
Can you just answer the fucking question in a mythical list of top 10 pound for pound? Yes or no?
Chocolatito.
Casual, just 1 second. Just Ness, yes or no? Do you have him in the top 10 pound for pound?
I would have to make a list, which I don't have one.
The answer is no.
I don't know. He may be. I mean, there's not 10 great fighters out there, so maybe he falls in one. But again, it's a mythical list. Are you not content with him being number one in his division? You have to make a phony list.
I'm not pushing him that high because the only reason I bring it up is because you're discrediting people from saying that. I don't bring up. Well, how often do I bring up pound for pound?
So MD, won't you tell me another guy that you've christened pound for pound with two wins like Walters has? For beating someone that has the type of wins Walters.
Okay. All right, Nestor Gibbs. How high did you have Guillermo Rigondeaux when he was doing his thing? How high did you have him?
Did he not beat a pound for pound fighter at the time? Yes. Listen, hold on. Walters was never considered a pound-for-pound fighter. Nonito Donaire, before Rigondeaux fought him, was a pound-for-pound fighter. That was his title. So
Correct. But again, Walters...
He beats Walters. We want to lie and say Walters was in... And who's pound-for-pound?
It's not just that he beat Walters. It's that after the Salido fight, which he lost, right? He learned from that. You could say he didn't, but whatever. The way he beat Gary Russell and the way he beat Roman Gonzalez... Roman Martinez, and especially the way he beat Nicholas Walters, to say that he doesn't belong in the top 10 pound-for-pound boxers, like you said, that there's not that many guys who have the resume and pass the eye test that are above him, I think is not fair.
Okay.
And I think to laugh off people who say that is
not fair. You know what I think is not fair? That you're going to sit here and put Lomachenko pound for pound because he beat Rocky Martinez when numerous people did it before him. You're going to sit here and put him pound for pound because he beat Salido. Who Gary Russell? Okay, one person.
No. He fucking schooled Nicholas Walters to quitting in 7 rounds. That's it. Pound for pound, top 10.
So that's all you got to do?
No, but if you combine what he did previously to what he did last.
All you got to do is all that you have to do is look better than someone in your division. Because that's all.
That's not looking better than someone, Ness.
That's all he was. He was a
Ness. I'm going to go with MD. Nicholas Walters, to me, was a zapping two-hand power punch.
He embarrassed him.
And he shut him down.
Yeah.
You expected more from Nicholas Walters.
When was the last time Walters fought?
A year ago, but you had an argument against that. I don't know.
All right.
Jason Sosa, who he won. Everybody thought he won. It was a draw, right? Mm-hmm. And then he was, you know, learning Spanish, chasing tail in Panama. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Why do we give a fuck what they do when they don't fight? Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, whose fault is it? They're professional athletes.
Inactivity automatically drops you from rankings and pound for pound, but somehow you're still trying to defend that this guy was pound for pound or merits his opponent to be pound for pound. Stop, man. You're reaching. Like, why can't we just give him credit for what he did? He did good. He looked great. He made some...
Ness, everybody has Roman Gonzalez number 2 pound for pound, right?
Not everybody. HBO, that's what we do.
Okay, HBO does.
Opposite.
Okay, so I was going to say, he hasn't beat a guy on the top 10 pound for pound list or close to it. He hasn't beat a guy in the top 10 pound-for-pound list.
Dude, whose show are you on, man? How many times have I said that dude's not even pound-for-pound? We don't even know nobody he's for. We don't know no one he's for.
You don't. I'm not an expert at his weight class. See, these things I admit, I'm not an expert at his weight class, but
you don't. I can't look how he cleans it up. I don't know the people Roman's for, but then he cleans it up by saying, I'm not an expert at the weight class. Knock it off, bro.
Well, we know everybody who Vasyl Lomachenko's fought. We've been watching him since his fucking first fight. We've all been watching him.
HBO told you Roman is pound for pound, so now you believe he's pound for pound. Ward fought last week, and because Ward had a few scratches on his face, you said he lost. Roman got his face.
No, I thought Ward lost because I score each round separately, and I don't stand around my friends and get hard when a guy's getting, oh, yo, he survived. He's coming back. Yo, Max Kellerman, the dude who you're like, oh, he went back and he goes, yo, I took my emotion out of it, and I scored it for Kovalev. So if you're able to take your emotion out of that fight, you're going to realize.
He conveniently left his last statement out. Did he not say I scored a 113-114 for Kovalev?
Kovalev did not look good.
Enrique, 113-114 for Ward. Enrique, I'm done. You can talk now.
I was just saying Kovalev did not look good. I saw the fight the third
time. You told me to shut up too, right? Shut up.
Yeah, like be quiet about your opinion because other people.
Kovalev is a flawed fighter. I'm not saying Kovalev's the second coming of fucking Christ. But Andre Ward did not win that fight.
Your opinion counts, but the other opinion overrides it.
And 71%. 71% of fans believe.
Doesn't matter. It'll be a different one. 114, 113.
You're a hipster then. You're a hipster.
Obviously, the Lomachenko fight wasn't that good. We're going back into Ward. I want to thank everyone.
You're the one who brought up Ward, not me.
I'm trying to bring up Ward for a reason, but you and Enrique are massively and notorious for cutting off, so you never got to hear the reason I even mentioned Ward. It was a comparison. There was a correlation in what I was trying to say. Ward's beat up face in the Kovalev fight and Chocolatico's destroyed face in the Cuadras fight. And one is claimed to be pound for pound, and the other, you so gracefully dropped out of pound for pound versus his fight with Kovalev. But
he's in the top 10. When did I take him out of the top 10 pound for pound?
You said he lost. How could you be pound for pound if you lose?
That's retarded. Manny Pacquiao has like 5 losses, and he's still top 10 pound for pound fighter in the world.
You're right about that. You're right about that, I guess. But that's why pound for pound is too subjective for me. I really don't do it. You know, how could you lose and not drop in ranking? Like, you have to drop in ranking. You can't just lose and stay pound for pound.
Yeah, you drop. But again, if you – I know you don't believe me, but in my hearts of hearts, I believe Kovalev won. So my list in my head, I don't – would not. Why would I put Ward above Kovalev if I thought he beat him? Why would I do that?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, you know, we throw guys' name into these pound-for-pound lists when they haven't done much or beaten pound-for-pound fighters. But it is what it is.
You know
is.
What make the callers pound-for-pound? If you guys hit thumbs up on YouTube – fucking hit thumbs up. It's 2:18 a.m. in the morning, East Coast Standard Time. So hit thumbs up.
Exactly. Listen, I am your host, Nez GTO. This has been your immediate reaction show to Vasyl Lomachenko making Nicholas Walters quit. No mas, Roberto Duran style. I'm here with my good co-host. We got the good doctor out in Gainesville, out here in Florida, but with me, Boxing MD. Any social media, Boxing MD?
You can follow me at BoxingMD1 on Twitter.
And, of course, we got the casual fan. High off of Grandpa's old stash, but definitely coming in with the entertainment. Casual, let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, it's 2016. Grandpa, rest in peace. There's no Grandpa stash anymore. Follow me, TBV_casual fan, or at Fight Talk. That's my Instagram. Yes. Lomachenko is the best.
And if you enjoyed the flow of the show, thank none other than.
Yo, what's up? I'm Steven Calderon, Mr. Producer. You can find me on Twitter at Calderon92. And you can all find me on Instagram at sugar_steve.c. Come check it out. Posting all kinds of pictures of the amazing epic week we had last week.
Shout out to the producer doing an awesome job keeping everybody's name and making sure that we don't overlook anyone. Looks like our Bruce the Gypsy King is not talking in today, so we're going to thank everyone that tuned in. We're going to be back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Remember, if you're watching this in the past, future, or the present for my New Zealand folks and Australia folks, hit that thumbs up, man. We're still trying to get to 1,000. It doesn't matter if we get to it post-show. Later, folks.
Later.